So you mentioned at the back end of last week that you were looking to add to your squad. Matty Blair's come in today. What's he going to add to the club?
Well, he knows what the league is all about. That's the most important thing. Not easy to find players of Matty's experience and ability at this time of the season. So we're really grateful for Fleetwood for letting us have him, because we obviously need to bring at least Matty and maybe one or two more in, because injuries have hit us so badly. So he's going to obviously give us good competition and good cover in areas where we need to create.
Is Matty a player who can play on either wing, or is he one side or the other?
No, he can play either side.
And as you say, he's got this experience of playing in League Two. I guess, therefore, and you'll know him from the conference days as well, he's a player that you've been tracking for a fair old time?
Well, I don't think tracking's the right word. He's certainly a player that we've known about. And as I've said, in the circumstance that we're in, we're absolutely delighted that Fleetwood have allowed us to have him. He's not our player, he's Fleetwood's player, and you know they've been very good to let us bring him in at a time when we're so short.
In terms of your scouting structure as a whole, to make a deal like this happen, do you have to know about a lot of players so that when names come to you and names come up, you can act straight away and you know what you want to do?
We try and know about every player.
Do you feel that all clubs would work that way? Is that just the nature of football now, that all managers will be pretty much aware of, say, with Cambridge United, they'll know pretty much about your squad 1 to 22?
I think it's the way football's always been, certainly in the world that I've lived in. It's a club's job to know pretty much as much as they can about as many players as they can. That's the nature of the beast.
In terms of the loan deadline, is it Thursday that you've got to work up to?
It's a week on Thursday.
A week on Thursday. So you've got a little bit of time still to make things happen if you need to?
Well, we're looking. And as I've said, you know, it's not easy to find players of Matty Blair's ability at this time of the season. But we are, and we have been hit by an incredible injury problem throughout the first half of the season. And given the fact that the window closes next Thursday, we have to make sure that we have enough people of the right quality to at least maintain our position in the league before the January window opens.
I suppose in some ways, to that extent, it's a little similar to last year when you had the likes of Josh Gillies coming in for that Christmas period. It is important to be prepared, really, not least because the games come thick and fast.
Yeah, the difference last year was that we were bringing players into a squad that was fit and healthy, and we're just trying to add that little bit of something extra. This year, it really is a case of injuries really hitting the squad badly, and we have to make sure that we've got enough players.
Just to recap the injury situation, I know you talked about it in a bit of detail on Friday night, but Harrison Dunk with his surgery, that'll take place tomorrow?
Surgery for Harrison tomorrow. Tommy Elliott, probably a month. Donaldson, probably a month. And you add that to what we've already got, particularly at the top end of the pitch, it's a big, big chunk out of your creative spark. So, we've got to try and do something about it.
And we talked about it on Thursday as well. It's not just the players that are on the treatment table at any one time, but the match fitness as well. When you've had so many players out, working those back to where they need to be, where they want to be, all takes time, and it's just another factor to throw into the mix.
Yeah, I mean, we've had to deal with it all year. We thought we got ourselves to a level where we got pretty much everybody back and in terms of match minutes, nearly there. But you can't legislate for what's happening at this moment in time. Tommy Elliott, knee ligament problem. Ryan Donaldson, knee ligament problem. And Harrison Dunk has a hernia. So, you know, they're injuries that you can't really avoid. They just happen. And you get a spell in some seasons where they all happen at the same time. And we've just had one continuous stream of injuries from the start of the season to now. And, you know, I can't remember having a season whereby you've got two ruptured Achilles, you've got a fractured cheekbone, you've got a broken arm, you've got two knee ligament problems, you've got a hernia problem. I don't think I've ever experienced anything like it.